Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Let's go to southern Brazil and a story that has been making international headlines. The case of the killer Christmas cake. A woman named Zélie dos Anjos made this traditional festive cake, which subsequently killed her two sisters and her niece at a family Christmas gathering in Torres on the 23rd of December. And a homicide investigation was launched following the mysterious deaths. And then, in a significant turn of events, the suspect's daughter-in-law has now been arrested by police on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. Let's get more on this now. Mail Online global reporter Nick Pisa is with us. Nick, thank you very much for being with us on this complicated and intriguing story. Will you take us back to exactly what we know about what happened at the family gathering at Christmas?
Of course. Well, good morning, Claire, to you and to your listeners. Yes, this is a story that is just got more bizarre as time has gone on. It all started a couple of days before Christmas when, as you say, Zélie baked this cake that she makes every year for her family, invited her sisters and her great nephew over, and her sisters, her husbands and partners, and they all came over and they ate this cake they made. And after a few minutes, everyone there all said, well, this tastes a bit bittery, a bit peppery. And she said, okay, stop, no one eat any more cake. But within hours of that, they all started feeling violently ill and they were all taken to hospital where sadly three people later died. They were the baker's two sisters and her niece, and the 10-year-old great-nephew was also hospitalised for a week or so before being discharged. And the lady herself who baked the cake was also kept in intensive care for almost 2 weeks before being discharged. And she told police that she'd eaten two slices of the cake. And initially, I think we all thought, Claire, that something not quite right here. Maybe the baker herself did it. But as you say, then there was this bizarre twist where levels of arsenic were found in the victim's blood and in tests carried out on them. And they then did some searches and did some interviews with family members. And it transpired that the suspect they have now in custody is, in fact, Zélie's daughter-in-law after a 20-year feud culminated in this triple murder attempt.
Oh, so there was a feud. There was a family row, was there?
Yeah. So they haven't released precise details of what the feud was, but all they're saying is that this feud went back 20 years. But obviously, as in this case, there has been leaks of documentation. Mm-hmm. And this all allegedly started in 2004 when Zélie's, her name is Dees Moura, that's the name of the daughter-in-law, she met her son, Diego, they got married. But she says that the mother was very controlling, was very interfering, and they didn't get on and they clashed. She also claims that the mother-in-law, Zélie, took money out of their bank account without her permission. And so this dragged on and on for 20 years, and there was lots of infighting and feuding between them. But then there was this, this is where the story also twists and turns. There was this attempt at reconciliation between the daughter-in-law and the mother, Zélie, the woman who made the cake. And she took some bananas, of all things, round to her house, mashed them up. And then a few days later, she herself was taken to hospital. That's the woman who made the cake, the mother-in-law, and her husband, Paolo. He sadly later died, and his death was put down to, food poisoning as well. But
when did this happen? The banana incident.
Yeah, well, this happened in September, so 4 months or so ago. So when all this obviously erupted, all this came to bear a few weeks ago with the Christmas cake, the police were obviously tipped off about this mysterious death of Paolo. So yesterday they exhumed his coffin from the cemetery near Porto Alegre in southern Brazil, where he was buried, and they've taken it away for tests to see if there is any elevated levels of arsenic in his body as well. So, as I say, there's so many twists and turns in this story. It's just gets more and more bizarre, and we are expecting further details. They have announced yesterday night that they would hold a press conference again later today to reveal more details. Obviously, we should say she denies all knowledge of it and all complicity in it. But
she has been arrested and she's in prison. Do we know, was she in Zélie's house on the 23rd or when the cake was being baked?
No, she wasn't there, Claire. She wasn't there. So what the police have said is that when they carried out searches at Zélie's house, they found flour, and in that flour were elevated levels of arsenic. So they're saying that the flour was contaminated, but they're not saying they haven't revealed how it was contaminated. And of course, Dora's lawyer, Denise's lawyer, that's the sister-in-law, is saying, well, hold on, where is the connection between my client and the flour being tampered with? Mm-hmm. So hopefully we might get some further details of that later today. They're adamant, the police, because they said that also, intriguingly, Claire, that on the daughter-in-law's devices, they found the word arsenic searched more than 100 times since November. And one final point, just so many twists and threads to this. Apparently the daughter-in-law went to visit Zelly in hospital. Family members were there and noticed that food and drink she bought, the seals were tampered with. Oh. And they said that they didn't want anything to do with it and threw it all away.
Right. Because I also read about this theory that there might have been a fridge that was unplugged and the contents of the fridge might have gone bad. Those might have been part of the ingredients for the cake in the bad fridge.
That's right. There was some sort of electrical malfunction, which was initially also being possibly a theory to why the cake, why the ingredients of the cake were off or rotten. But the police have seemed to have discarded that theory, and they are focusing on the fact that, say, that these searches of the word arsenic on her devices, and also this elevated amount of arsenic found in the bodies of the people and in that flour, and also they've assumed this because they're working on the theory that perhaps the attempt in September, the death of Paolo in September might have been an initial first attempt to kill or to murder Zelly and her husband.
And Zelly, who we remind people is the baker, she has been well enough to talk to the police at this stage.
Yes. She was discharged from hospital last Friday, and she is speaking to police about what happened. And obviously, I think we'll probably get further details of what she's told police in that press conference later on this afternoon.
I would imagine the public interest in this case in Brazil is huge.
It's huge. It's dominated the headlines. Yes, I mean it's just on the radio shows and on TV shows on the internet. It's but as you said in your intro, it's obviously sparked global interest as well. It's I've seen it covered all over the world, not just in Latin America, Australia, the States, in Europe. Everyone seems to be completely fascinated by this cake. By this case.
We're both.
I mean, someone said to me, it's just got all the hallmarks of someone making a Netflix documentary in a few years as well.
Well, look, let's see what happens at that press conference, because I assume they'll have something to say about what happened to Paolo and the bananas back in September.
Then
we go from there. Nick, thank you so much. Nick Pisa there, Mail Online Global Reporter.